Of Kent ISD's 20 districts, only East Grand Rapids held classes at all during the polar vortex, and East was only open on Tuesday. It was the longest period of time school has been called consecutively, according to Rockford's Mike Scheibler, West Michigan's longest-serving superintendent. Now principals and teachers are scrambling to make up for the lost week. Districts are required to provide 180 days and 1,098 hours of instruction time. If they fall short, they may not receive their full state funding from the school aid fund. They are automatically forgiven 6 snow days and up to 3 additional days with a waiver for circumstances beyond their control. With 5 days missed last week, another day off for ice this week, and days missed in August for extreme heat and a power outage, Rockford has already reached the state's legal limit for missed instruction time. Scheibler says he's talking with other superintendents in Kent County to craft a request for legislators to provide additional relief from the snow day regulations so districts don't have to extend the school year further into June. School leaders in other parts of the state are also working on similar requests, according to Chris Glass, a lobbyist for the West Michigan Talent Triangle. Meanwhile, principals are working with teachers on how to make up for the lost days and get the most out of the instruction time remaining. Charles Honey and Joy Walczak reporting for School News Network.